Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The DH, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Money moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Briggs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio is hit by the pitch. Money moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Coluccio moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Hairston scores. Melton moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Brown reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-1 in the game. Leon bunts towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-2 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Melton reaches second base with a double. Hairston scores. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chris Short now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-2 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muser moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Cy Acosta now pitching. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Briggs moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and has Briggs trapped. There's the throw to Leon, who tags Briggs for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Brown scores. Garcia moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coluccio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott bunts towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent pinch hits for Tony Muser. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing first base. Bucky Dent now playing second base. Brian Downing now playing left field. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for Ollie Brown. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mitchell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia bunts for an out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-4 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. Jeter moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.